Chapter 23. 2.5 meters by 2.5 meters. The space complicated by the fire pit. The lean-to. This was the kind of fight that didn't last long. Ramon pulled off the sodden robe and wound it around one arm, scuttling to get the lean-to between them. Going into a knife fight naked didn't make him happy, but with the full robe wrapped around his forearm, he had something he could block with. And his twin had to hold the blade in his left hand, where Ramon could use his right. They weren't evenly matched. Not close. Ramon was going to lose. The other man went into a low crouch, the knife at the ready. There was nothing. If there had been some firewood, he might have been able to grab a branch and use it as a club. If the ore hadn't floated off into the darkening gray, he might have used it like a staff.
"You led them here!" the other man shouted. "I didn't!" "Lying sack of shit!" the man yelled. "You're one of them! You're a monster!" "Yes, yes I am, and I'm still a better man than you." "Monster!"
Ramon didn't bother to answer. The man had made up his mind, just the way Ramon would have in his place. The one thing he understood was that there was no reason, no explanation, no perspective he could bring to this that would make the ending any different from what it was going to be.
"You're a fucking coward, you know that?" Ramon said, hoping to enrage his twin into making a mistake. "You're a pussy! Elena's a waste of air, and you know it! Don't fucking talk about her! You were in love with that cook, Liana. The one you stole from Martin Casaus. And you don't even have the fucking balls to say so. You hang on to Elena because you're scared not to. Because without her, you know you aren't part of anything or anyone. You're just some pendejo with a third-class van and some prospecting tools."
Rage flushed the other man's face. Ramon bent his knees, center of gravity low, ready to dodge in whatever direction he needed to. Except back. There was no raft left behind him.
"You don't know shit. I know everything."
"Come on, bitch," Ramon said. "You want to dance? Fine. Come on. I'll fuck you up and shit you out." The man swung wild, the raft rocking with his shifting weight. Ramon sidestepped and turned, throwing a kick that connected with empty air. The man swung around in a lower stance now. They'd done little more than trade places. The knife was held sideways before him in a defensive block. The anger had drained out of the other man. His eyes were slitted and cold. That wasn't good. If he'd been possessed by fear and blind rage, Ramon would have had a chance. If the bastard was thinking, then Ramon had just become the European. The man feinted left and then right, his eyes locked on Ramon's, testing him. Ramon danced back, his feet finding the rough edge of the raft. The man swung, and Ramon dove into the attack, getting under and past the knife before it could score him. The raft creaked and bucked, making them both stumble, but the man was the first to regain his feet. Another stroke of lightning flashed. Thunder came almost before the glow had faded. Ramon grinned. His twin did as well. Whatever else, however bad this was, there was still a certain joy in it.
"Under what circumstances do you kill?"
"When the motherfucker needs to die." Ramon took a careful swing with his unarmored hand, then dodged quickly when the knife flickered up to block him. The other man thrust low, leaving a shallow cut on Ramon's leg, just above the knee. It was nothing. He forgot about it. They circled awkwardly, Ramon bouncing gently on the balls of his feet. A light rain began, making the ice root leaves beneath them slick. The other man gathered himself for a rush, the subtle bunching of his shoulders giving his intentions away. Ramon jumped, making the raft shift crazily. The man slipped to one knee, and then rose again immediately.
"You killed him because you thought it would make them like you!" Ramon shouted. "What?" "You killed the pinche European because you thought all those people in the El Rey would think you were a fucking hero. You're pathetic." "Fuck you, monster," the other man said, and swung. It was what had to happen. Ramon didn't give himself time to think. He jumped forward, letting the blade skate across his ribs, pinning the man's arm against his side. Pain shrieked as the knife touched bone, but the man couldn't pull back to stab again. Ramon used his free hand to grab the man's injured hand and squeeze. His twin grunted with pain and tried to pull back. They wrestled together in a drunken embrace. This close, he could smell the other man, a rank, musky, unwashed reek that he found amazingly unpleasant. His breath huffed into Ramon's face like a blast of foul air, stinking of dead meat. Ramon kept the blade arm pinned against his side, but the other man lost his footing, and they slid to the deck together. Rain and river water splashed over them. Something struck the raft, and it spun crazily. There was no oar to stabilize them, and no oarsman. "You shouldn't be alive, you fucking abomination!" the man hissed. "You shouldn't be alive!" "The thing is, you don't understand flow," Ramon said, in a strangely conversational tone, as if they were having a beer together in a bar somewhere. "You don't understand what it is to be part of something bigger. And Ramon, you poor bastard, you aren't ever going to know, either." Then he butted his head into the bridge of his twin's nose. He could feel the bone give way, and the man yelped and pulled back. Ramon stuck with him, and they rolled. The little lean-to dug into Ramon's back, and then gave way with a snap. They turned once, both trying to regain their feet, the man refusing to release the knife, Ramon refusing to release his twin. Together, they fell into the water. Ramon gasped, despite himself, and earned a throatful of river water. The other thrashed and twisted, and then they were apart, floating, floating in a bright, flowing river. Ramon noticed the red bloom that came from his side, his blood mixing with the water, becoming a part of it. He was becoming the river. It would have been easy to let it happen. The living sea called to him, and part of him wanted very much to join it, to become the river completely. But the part of him that was alien remembered the threatened sorrow of Gesu, and the human part of him refused to be beaten, and together the two parts of himself forced him on. He shifted and kicked against the flow with all his strength, the heat and blood pouring out of him. In the raging flow of the river, the one who lived would be the one who found the raft first. He kicked, spiraling in the flow. The water around him was like a veil of pink. His blood. The thought flickered through his mind. How bad did he get me? And was gone. There wasn't time. He found the raft, a darkness on the water, and swam toward it. In the corner of his eye, he saw the other man flailing. A thick length of vine had come loose from the raft and was snaking its way across the surface. Ramon gritted his teeth and pushed. Now. He could make it there now. He shot up from the water, his arms slamming down on the top of the raft. The other man was to his left, also crawling up, his breath a plume of water and spit. A branch caught on something. Ramon thought it was his robe until he remembered that the cloth was all wrapped around his arm. The wood had caught a flap of his own torn skin. The other man was almost on the raft. Ramon pulled his leg up, his ankle on the top, and pulled, desperately hauling himself up. The loose vine slid past his back, bumping him like a water snake. The rain felt like a thousand tiny blows. And he was up. He was on the raft again. He rolled over, and the man dropped a foot, heavily, onto Ramon's chest, pinning him. His twin was breathing like he'd just run a 4-minute mile. His hair clung to his scalp like lichen on a stone, and his mouth was a pale grin surrounded by blood from his broken nose. Teeth like yellowed bone. Ramon tried to catch his breath, but the pressure from the man's foot prevented him. He felt the grin on his own face. "You got something to say before you die, monster?" his twin demanded. "Sure," Ramon said, then fought to inhale. You know what, Ramon?
What?
Ramon wheezed out a laugh. You don't like yourself very much.
Time took the strangely powerless and dreamlike slowness that accompanies moments of horror and trauma. Ramon took pleasure in tracking the reactions as they made their way across the man's face. Surprise, followed by confusion, confusion by embarrassment, embarrassment by a rage that towered over Ramon like summer thunderheads dwarfed the mountains, and all of it in less than 2 beats of his racing heart. The blade drew back, prepared for the strike that would open Ramon's throat. As he raised his arms against it, Ramon thought of the marks on bones and skin that came from dying men's attempts to fend off steel with flesh. This was how those marks were made, and there was nothing more he could do now than show whatever imagined coroner ever looked over his mortal remains that he'd put up hell's own fight. Ramon was screaming, pure animal rage drowning out fear and the hopelessness of his effort, when the loose vine reared up from the water like a pale serpent, wires sparking and hissing in the place where its head would have been. The man jumped back. The killing stroke became an awkward parry as the Sahel lunged at him. Ramon rolled until he was almost at the raft's edge, then looked up. The Sahel had wrapped itself twice around his twin's leg, once around his belly, and was pressing its maw toward the man's neck. Ramon's twin had both hands gripping the Sahel, struggling to hold it away from himself. The muscles in the man's arms were bulging and quivering. Ramon half expected to hear the bones snap under the strain. It only took a moment to realize that if the man had both hands on his new attacker, he must have dropped the knife. Yes, there, in the ruins of the lean-to, the blade caught the flash of lightning, and before the thunder could crackle and detonate, Ramon was scrambling forward, hand outstretched. The worn leather grip felt warm in his palm. The man was shrieking something, the same syllables over and over. It took Ramon a moment to realize that he was saying, "Kill it! Kill it! Kill it! Kill it!" He didn't pause to think. He simply moved, his body knowing what it intended. He lunged forward, the knife in his right hand, and punched it hard into the man's belly. Then, twice more, to be sure. They were pushed together like lovers before Ramon pulled himself away, the man's bearded cheek rasping against his own, the man's breath panting against his face, rich with the earthy smell of decay. For a second, he could feel the man's heart hammering against his own breast. Then he stepped back. The man's face had gone white, his eyes as round as coins. The same look of surprise on his face, the look he'd seen on the European's face. "This can't be happening to me. Not to me." The Sahel, as if repelled by the blood, dropped from Ramon's twin to land in a coil at their feet.
"Pinche puto," the man said, and dropped to his knees.
The raft shuddered. Sheeting rain mixed with the blood pouring down the man's face, belly, and legs. Ramon stepped back and squatted. The Sahel shifted, as if considering each of them in turn, but it made no move to attack.
"You're not me," the man gasped. "You're never going to be me. You're a fucking monster."
Ramon shrugged, not arguing. "You got anything else you want to say? Talk quick." His twin blinked as if he was crying, but who could see tears in all the rain?
"I don't want to die," the other whispered. "Please, Jesus, I don't want to die."
"No one does," Ramon said gently. His twin's face shifted, hardened. He gathered himself, raised himself up a bit, and spat full in Ramon's face.
"Fuck you, asshole," the other rasped. "Tell them I died like a man."
"Better you than me, cabron," Ramon said. ignoring the spittle running down his face.